95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer. I'm in the big chair once again in WBCK for our final week of Coach's Corner for the boys basketball season. Coming to you from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. This week, we will wrap up the season as we talk to all of our city coaches. But first, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. In boys hoops, it was regional week. After winning its district, Lakeview was in the Division I regional semifinal and lost to rival Kalamazoo Central 67-35 on Monday. Another regional action in the area in other semifinals. Marshall advanced with a 45-40 win over Edwardsburg at a Division II regional that was hosted by Harbor Creek. And Bellevue saw its season coming to an end with an 80-45 loss to Tri-Unity Christian. And Colin lost to Concord 64-41. That left just one area team still alive for the regional finals, and Marshall kept its season going with a win over Helen Christian to become regional champs for the first time since 1998. Marshall will play in a Division II state quarterfinal game at Hamilton High School on Tuesday. Girls basketball entered district play this week, and it was a busy week for the girls basketball teams in the city and the area. Last night was district championship night, and Coldwater knocked off Battle Creek Central in a Division I district final. It was the third straight district crown for Coldwater, a first-ever accomplishment for that program. Climax Scotts also won a district title with a win over St. Phil. We will be back with our first Coach of the Morning after this break on Coach's Corner on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our first Coach of the Morning, Coach Matt Bowling of the Harbor Creek Beavers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, Harbor Creek is coming off an impressive season. You had a good group of seniors coming back, a lot of experience, a lot of guys who played a lot of basketball for you. And then you guys went on a roll and had a finished 18-6. You won the share of the Interstate 8 Conference title. And it was just a season that kind of came together for you, all those parts coming together with all that experience. And then the growth of the team kind of showed during the season. And then that maturity really helped in stacking up those wins and having a kind of a season to remember for the Beavers. Is that right?
Yeah, I was very proud of our guys and how everything kind of came together. And one thing we talked about all year was our margin for error wasn't very big because we aren't very big. And the kids took that to heart and did a very good job. And the other thing that we always talked about behind closed doors was being unselfish and making sacrifices. And, boy, did they do that. And that goes a long way because, you know, I think we had – I totaled it up the other day. I think we had about 12 or I think we had 10 or 11 different guys that were reached double figures this year. I think we had it 9 different leading scorers at certain points, and it was just a fantastic year to look back in hindsight. And the other thing that was is a huge part in moving forward too. And whenever as a coach you don't have to in a daily and the day coach effort, because those kids come to practice and work hard and are self-motivated. What a fantastic tribute to them and their parents and everything. When you don't have to coach effort, you can coach so many other things. And that was definitely a big key to our success as well.
And you're going to get that with a senior-led team, and that's what you were. You had a ton of seniors that, like you said, all shared playing time. You couldn't start all of them, of course, and there's only 5 starters for a game, but it seemed like you had 7 or 8 starters on the team, and they all got the major minutes and all played well. And talk about that senior group and how that's going to be a good group to miss, probably.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're definitely going to miss some. You know, it's sad that when you lose, but the hardest part is that it's done. And those seniors were Braxton List, Davion Roy, Nate Jackson, Spencer Denny, Braden Best, Traquan Cotton, Joe Cummins, Caden Sears, Zach Kitchen. And like I talked about, their unselfishness and their ability to sacrifice and play for one another. What a great bunch of guys. And how they were able to practice. A couple things that I would like to, a couple guys that really made practice. I mean, all those guys were great practice players, but when Trey and Dave weren't at practice, you could tell our energy. I mean, Davion would run through brick. He just, his passion is basketball, and that was very clear. And I hope he's able to find another passion in life other than basketball. But I mean, it didn't matter what we were doing. If there was a loose ball, Dave's on the floor, and that's just every day. And my hat's off to those guys, and especially those two for their energy that they brought on top of everybody, what they already do, which was great. I can't say enough about them.
And well, that, you know, that what that leaves is a lot of holes in your lineup going for next year. And it's not a lot of underclassmen got a lot of playing time, but you did have a couple guys that kind of stepped up this year. And so the cupboard isn't going to be completely bare, but you're going to have to work through some things. But you have some guys to look forward to going forward in some underclassmen. Is that right?
Yeah, we're excited about the five guys that we have coming back. I really am. I mean, we're going to have and so we're not going to make a whole lot of adjustments. We're going to still shoot a lot of threes and play the way we play. Tegan Turnbull, Maddox McCarty, and Dylan Eversole will be our primary guard options. And then Cameron Converse will be a forward for us. And same thing with Cole McManus. And those guys are going to do some good things, and we're looking forward to what they do. It's just our depth was great. And the other part of it is they were part of practice and saw how things were done, and they fit right in with the unselfishness and the ability to sacrifice and their effort. So if we can continue that, just keep the ball rolling in those departments, all those intangibles, and we don't have to coach effort again, I still think we could see have a fun year again next year. We're just going to have to make sure that we're going to, the only problem is we're not getting any bigger. We're not getting any bigger.
That could be a problem.
Right. Hopefully those guys maybe can hit a big growth spurt between now and then. So that's going to have to put again, another premium on our skills. So we're going to have to make sure that we continue to work on, ball handling and shooting and, ability to finish.
Well, what you did do is, you hung some numbers on the banner for a league championship. The first time since 2006, 2007, won the league title. And that was a lot of fun, like you said. And all of that doesn't kind of come to be without all the help you get from all the people behind the scenes. And, Raph and all our coaches this morning talk about all the people that they want to thank to help keep a program going and keep a great season going too.
I'd like to thank all of our parents and all of our players. And we already talked about how special our players were this year. Special thanks to our parents for Chad and Sandy Jackson for all the things that they did behind the scenes, team dinners, pictures, program contributions, Jason and Heather Liss, Michael and Jessica Best, Doug Bess, Patrick Denny did a great job organizing and trying to help get our students going, and what he did to try to bring a little bit more atmosphere and all the support he gave. Mason Converse, Harry McCarty, all their support. Our coaches, our ninth grade coaches, TJ Simpson, Brian Eiler, Brody McCurchy, JV coaches, Troy Fite, Chris Bowers. Our varsity coaches did a great job. Kyrie Watkins, it was great to have him back on board. And then halfway through the year after junior high season was over, Keegan Nikolich came back and helped. Great relationship builders what they have with those guys. Our middle school coaches, Guy Settles, Jared Dell, Keegan Nikolich, Zane Bowling, and Kylan Watkins. Also, our youth program director, Keisha Settles. Our trainer, it was Trinity. She did a great job keeping us healthy. Mel Fiesel and Jessica Ratcliffe, our AD and athletic secretary. And our game manager, Matt Ratcliffe. Our student manager, who did everything you would ask him to do, is Keen Arms. Did a fantastic job. Our table workers, we had lots of them through the year. Deb Look, Bruce Berea, Zach Myers, Brandon McCray, Diane Castleman, Chris Barnes, Brian McManus, Julie Chantrain, Tommy Turnbull, thank you. And again, Mason Converse and Larry Quick, organize and try to improve our student section as that went on, and they did a good job. I'd like to thank Andrea for all she does behind the scenes for me. And you, Bill, I don't know, we say this at the end of every year, what a great job you do, kind of like a one-man band, and it's hard for you to be everywhere doing everything, but we're very thankful to have you in everything you do here and be the pulse behind all the sports action in Battle Creek. And a big hats off and thank you, Bill, as always. You do a fantastic job.
Well, I appreciate those words. That's great, and it's always great working with the coaches. We have a great relationship with all the coaches, and that really helps in what we do. And looking forward to another year next year and keeping this thing rolling in the Inquirer and everything else. And be fun to talk about basketball again when that kind of comes around, right?
Yeah. Well, we've already started organizing our summer schedule, banquet schedule for next week. So we kind of have an outlier summer schedule calendar ready to go. And try to do our best to keep this thing going and build off our positive energy from this year.
Well, congrats on a great year, Coach, and we'll be talking about basketball again when we meet again next year, and we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
All right, we're here with Coach Hatton talking about the Penfield season. Quite a season for the Panthers. Went from worst to first, as we talked about before. 18-5 overall. Interstate 8 Conference champs at 9-3 in the league. That's quite the first season for you, Coach. And talk about how that kind of all came together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they got hot last year at the end of the year. Was able to get a district title last year, and you know, we knew we could carry some of that momentum going in. Obviously, new system, new style. You know, there were some growing pains a little bit at the beginning, but I think as the season went on, we started to really, you know, trust the system and run our sets. And you know, we grew a tremendous amount this year. I'm very excited to see the growth of the program with a summer with me and off season with me working with these kids. So I think it's going to be something that you know, this is just scratching the surface of where we want to get to.
You have to say goodbye to a couple of seniors that you mentioned before that kind of you know, were key because they helped set the floor for you, and they were helped the transition there. That's always important when you have a new coach coming in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our three seniors that returned from last year's team, Brevin Bailey, Zach Walling, Evan Lampert, they were, you know, outstanding people for me to rely on early. You know, and then we had two seniors that weren't on the team last year, but they were on the team this year, was Caden Overby and Aiden Bammer. But, you know, being able to rely on those three seniors, you know, just to make sure, you know, things are running smoothly and going from there, you know, and they were great leaders. And I think the best thing about our senior class this year was how unselfish they were. You know, they knew their roles, and they really wanted to do their roles to the best of their ability. And, you know, it took a little bit to buy into it and then see where they were going. And, you know, they definitely put the team first.
And what's good about the Penfield Panthers going forward is that your two top scorers were juniors this year, and you have them coming back, and that's quite a foundation to kind of work on, and that has to get you excited about next year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we look at our rotation and where we were at, obviously Johnny and Calvin played quite a bit. Drayshawn Bailey grew into be our starting point guard this year, and he played quite a bit towards the end of the year. Peyton Merlington, he was a sophomore this year. He had the sixth most minutes on the team. Tommy Wright, a junior, who, you know, we always called him our spark plug, him and Brady Conley together, both juniors. We said whenever we needed a jump, we could throw them in and, you know, really get us moving a little bit. So, you know, looking at the future, you know, and then we have a very talented JV program with some outstanding athletes, you know, getting the attitudes, you know, moving, meshing JV varsity. You know, it's going to be something that's going to be interesting to see how that grows this summer. But, you know, we definitely, we really like the pieces that we have coming back, and with, you know, some potential kids moving forward. I mean, we got an eighth grader who's an outstanding player. He's going to give us a shot this summer to make varsity as a freshman. So, you know, we have some talent, but, you know, we've got to learn to come together as a team, and, you know, we got to work hard because, you know, talent will only take you so far. It's the work ethic that we've got to put in.
And you had, you know, coached college basketball at the junior college level coming in, and, of course, your high school football varsity coach here, but any surprises or anything new the high school basketball scene that you kind of saw this year that kind of caught you off guard, or something they had to kind of work through? Or
this was my my first time coaching varsity boys.
Yeah.
You know, I had coached JV boys for the longest time, you know, for a couple years down in Litchfield, and then I moved over to the girls. Varsity girls. I mean, I hadn't coached boys basketball since 2009.
Yeah.
So it was a big adjustment for me, you know. It definitely a faster paced game. Even the high school boys game is a little bit quicker than the college girls game. So adjusting a little bit there, and then getting used to not having a shot clock again. Mm-hmm. That was a big adjustment. But, you know, listen, you know, basketball is basketball, regardless of girls, boys, college, high school, it's all the same. You know, you still got to put the ball in the hole and you still got to defend. And, you know, it's definitely something that, you know, using that experience of the college level did allow us to grow and not panic. You know, a lot of our parents kept coming, man, what do you say to them at halftime? You know, we're a second half team all year, and it's... We don't say nothing crazy. It's just learning to, you know, at the beginning of the game, first half, take some punches, you know, see what they're going to do, you know, and then how do you exploit that in the second half? And I think that's one thing with the college game taught me is, you know, that you're never out of the game with a shot clock, right? So, you know, it's hold on in the first half, see what they're doing, see what they're trying to do, and then how do you exploit that in the second half? So I think that's one of the things that, you know, I've brought from the college game to Penfield is being able to just – all right, guys, here's the game plan. We knew what they were going to do. So now let's just focus on hammering at home. So, you know, I thought our kids did a very good job this year. You know, I think a lot of the games we were really close at halftime or tied at halftime. In the second half, we pulled away in a lot of those games.
And we're asking all the coaches to talk about the program and overall, and no one does this alone as a head coach. You have a lot of help behind the scenes, and we give all our coaches a chance to say thank you to all the people that kind of help behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, first and foremost is my athletic director, Brett Steele. You know, he's a great basketball mind, very sharp. He coached basketball for over, you know, the college level, and he coached over in the east side of the state, and just, you know, he's a great basketball mind, and every day I got to go in and just pick his brain. I added him to huddle, so he was watching film, and, you know, it just, he's such a great resource to rely on. You know, he's really became, you know, a very, very close person to me, you know, and I love that guy. So behind that, you know, obviously, you know, our teachers here at Penfield, you know, we ask a lot out of these kids academically. Me personally, you know, I want these kids to succeed in the classroom, and our teachers are outstanding with doing whatever we need, grade check wise, you know, extra work, anything like that. You know, they do a great job because they want to see them succeed in the classroom. You know, obviously, you know, Superintendent Miss Lemmer, very supportive of athletics and academics here, and wants to see us succeed. Couple moms I want to thank, you know, Jamie Merlington, you know, she did a great job helping me organize a couple things, you know, and Mrs. Payson's, Sandy Payson's, you know, when we needed some sponsorship money, they were always out there helping us get some money. You know, I think Jamie got us, you know, quite a bit from Felposh Foundation or a couple connections she has, and then with Boondocks, and, you know, just being able to utilize those parents have been amazing, you know. And then you know, my assistant coaches, Matt Merlington, Mike Coos, Alante Washington, and Anthony Allen. I mean, we had a great staff this year. Flipped the script on how they've always practiced. You know, it used to be everybody's by themselves. Well, I want three courts going at a time, and I want us all working together and, you know, having a hand in the whole program. So them being able to adjust to, from the norm to the new norm was a little bit of work, but we got there. You know, and then and last but not least, you know, my wife and my kids, you know, me going football to basketball, it's a grind from, you know, June till March. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm not home a lot, you know, I'm gone a lot, long nights, long weeks, and for them supporting me and supporting what I do and the decisions that I make, you know, miss some things at home to work with other people's kids, it gets lost a lot. Is, you know, you as coaches, we miss a lot of time with our own family to pour into other people's families. So you can't do it without a supportive wife and kids. And, you know, after the Harper game, my two boys, they were just in tears. You know, they don't want it to end, you know.
Right.
You know, so they love dad being home, but man, they love their Penfield Panthers. So you know, it was just it was a great season for Penfield, and you know, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that do a lot. You know, other one is Carrie Troutman, our athletic secretary. Man, she does a great job of making sure I've got everything turned in and scheduling done. So you know, it's just it's a great place to be. You know, we love it up here in Penfield, and I'm very excited for our future.
Well, thanks for joining us all season, Coach. And since you're on the football field, we'll be catching up with you a little bit earlier than the rest of the coaches. We'll catch up with you on Coach's Corner next August. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Bill. Yep.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here with our next coach of the morning, Coach Kimber of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
Boy, St. Phil had a really nice season, coming out with a 19-5 record, a league championship for the first time in a little while, and Tigers put together a group that's been coming through the ranks for you ever since some of them were in eighth grade, and they finally hit some of the goals that they've been searching for, and a lot of those guys are still only juniors, so there's still more to come. But so a really great season for St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it was a great season. You know, we had the core six, and so we've been working on this since Colt Sawyer and Chris were in eighth grade. You know, we've talked about it, and then once we got the Diswicks in the program as eighth graders, we were talking about, you know, this could be a really good year. You know, unfortunately, we were short-staffed on the bench, if you will, only having six guys, and so we had to be super, super cognizant of our fouls. But you know, those guys did a fantastic job. I mean, we weren't able to play as physical as I would have liked us to be able to play, because we had to, you know, watch out for fouls and play super conservative. But you know, it was a great season, and I think it's a even more impressive accolade to win the conference outright with only six guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that's tough, and we avoided. I mean, we had some minor injuries, but we avoided major injuries. And, you know, some nights we play with only five guys, and that was fun. I got to manage the timeouts for breathers instead of situations.
Yeah, that league championship that we talked about during the season, that's a marathon more than a sprint. It would have been nice to win a district title last week, but that's, you get hot for a week. But you guys were consistent for a whole season, and that's a testament to the team that you had in terms of winning a league title. And I know that was a big goal for everybody, and that's a great, impressive accomplishment for you guys. And what got it done was the mix of your talented junior class and your experienced senior class. And talk about those first, we'll talk about those juniors a little bit, and what you have coming back there. And the district triplets scored a bulk of your points for that, and they were kind of the engine that kind of helped you guys run.
Yeah, they were definitely our, you know, I still refer to our offense as a powerhouse, and it's going to be back next year too. We have, I mean, I just did the math this morning, so I had the number on it. It's roughly 75% of the offense coming back, and so, you know, I can't wait to see how far Jackson, Carter, and Lincoln come next year. I know they're going to put in the work. Unfortunately, we have some work being done at the school, so we're going to have to find a way to get some work in elsewhere. But, you know, it's going to be an exciting year next year, still with those three. You know, losing our seniors is going to, you know, it's never fun seeing guys like that walk out the door. But, you know, Chris Sawyer and Colt, they gave everything to this program.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention next. It's always sad to see the seniors leave, and that's a good group that's been with you for a long time. And those guys were able to go out on top, and I guess that's what you would have wanted for them, right?
Well, exactly. You know, I tried to talk to them after we had lost to Bellevue last Friday. Just you know, it stung that we couldn't get a district title. It would have been a little cherry on top, but you know, winning that league title, that's a season long trophy. That's not a two game trophy. You know, no shade thrown at Bellevue there. But no, I really, really try to hone it in that, you know, this is a longer length trophy deserved. You know, they earned it throughout the season. They didn't face too many setbacks, and when they did, they, you know, responded to adversity and they overcame it, because, I mean, we were 11-1 in the division. So, that's pretty impressive to do with only six guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And the, And none of that kind of comes without a lot of help from behind the scenes, and we're having all our coaches talk about that group and who has helped you keep the program rolling. And it's not just you. There's a lot of people behind there, and there's a lot of work being done, and you want to thank some people that helped you out there.
Yes, sir. All right, first we're going to go with Doug Disbick and Zach Nelson, my assistant coaches. They did a phenomenal job all season. Doug did a great job every day in practice. You know, we kind of split. We only have six guys. We split them down, bigs and smalls, and he did a great job working with the bigs and really, really working on our post work with Christian and Lincoln. Then we got our JV coaches, Chris Rabbit, Kelly Francisco, and Mike Miller. They did a great job. I thought having a team that was mostly eighth graders and coming away with the record that they got, it's very the outlook is positive for the program in the future. I want to thank G.J. Grimm for stepping in for me when I had to take a little sabbatical there at the end of December and early January, as well as Vicky. She stepped in and helped me, you know, get through it. Then also Vicky Grote and Stacy Lightfoot for their game day operations and making sure everything runs smoothly. Paul Nelson for doing the book, Laura Oliver for doing the clock, Father Jacob for blessing us with some of his time and leading us into pregame prayer and sitting on the bench when he can. Our announcer and music guy, Brian Snyder, he did a really great job of creating a great atmosphere for us, even though some nights we didn't have a great student section, at least we had some good music going on. our team moms, Andrea Diswick and Mandy Downey, they did a great job getting all the food and everything, making sure the boys were fed on the road games and even some of the home games afterwards. Our bus drivers, Joe Bergie and Greg Fanilla. Extra thank you to Greg Fanilla for doing his skills and drills on the weekend, getting our younger kids in the program working hard and, you know, getting them ready. Our janitor, Arlen Perry, I apologize sometimes if my locker room wasn't as clean as it needs to be, but we appreciate everything you do behind the scenes, Arlen. All of our parents of our players, just thank you, especially those senior parents and the last 5 years, thank you for everything you've done. Our fans and our students for their support throughout the whole entire year. We had some really good atmospheres in the gym, and especially the students showed out in the district final, even though we weren't able to get it done in front of them. Our players for all their hard work, especially those seniors over the last 5 years, you know, that they really competed their butt off and gave everything to this program. And then lastly, you, Bill. All you do for the city, all you do for our local sports, like Matt said, you're kind of like a one-man band. You can't be everywhere, but you try to be, and we really do appreciate it. And you got us some great articles this year for this great season, so we really do appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, and it's been a fun season following the St. Phil Fighting Tigers this year and that league championship crown, and we'll be back at it next year at Coach's Corner talking about maybe another league championship crown, so for the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. So thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Tom. Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back with our next Coach of the Morning. We're here with Coach Grant Crown of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Valkyrie Central's coming off a season. You had a young group that didn't have a lot of varsity experience on the floor. A couple of guys coming back, and you guys finished 4-15. You played late in the year with some younger kids that maybe have the future looking a little bit brighter for you. Talk about the season a little bit in a nutshell there, and kind of what you have going forward with the Bearcats.
Yeah, well, Bill, you pretty much summed it up. A lot of youth this year on the varsity squad, not a whole lot of experience that returned from the previous year. So a young bunch, new bunch, struggled pretty much all the way through to really develop some chemistry with this group. But we did feel like as we got, you know, to the second half of the season and towards down the stretch that we saw some good things, especially from some of the younger guys, which kind of gives us some hope that if we can work some kinks out during the summer workouts this summer, we can make progress and move this young group in a more positive direction.
Well, the thing you have to do at the end of every year is say goodbye to some seniors, and I know you had to do that last week. Talk about a couple of those guys and what they meant to the program.
Yeah, well, three of the six seniors that we had on the team pretty much carried the load for us this year. Josh Pittman probably nosed out Jeremiah Warren as the top scorer for the season. But both of those two seniors pretty much carried much of the weight, most of the weight this season. Jarrell Bradley, who didn't play for the last 2 years but came out this year as a senior and gave us a little inside presence, even though he's undersized for a post player. He was able to go down and at least give us some good work down inside and play pretty good for us most of the year. So those three seniors, Warren, Pittman, and Bradley, they've got to move on now and make some space for some incoming guys.
And we were talking to all the coaches this morning about all the things that help a program run behind the scenes, and we're giving our coaches a chance to say thanks to that group of people, and I know you have a couple people you'd like to thank.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to thank Coach Lauren Granger, who's our AD right now. Just a whole lot of work that goes into putting together a season and making sure that all of the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So thanks to Coach Granger and the secretary that we have, Ms. Denise Bontempo, and also our trainer, Ms. Brooke, keeps our guys bandaged up and wrapped up and tuned up and ready to go. So we want to say thanks to her as well. Russ Claggett, our announcer, there every home game and doing a great job of announcing the game. Terry Walker is our bookkeeper. We want to say thanks to her and Gerald McKnight, who keeps our clock. So those are the people at our table that without them, then we wouldn't have much of an audience, or the audience wouldn't know what was going on. So we thank them. Two special people, Janet Brainerd and Miss Janet Brainerd and Miss Jessie Robinson, are ticket takers. So they deal with all of the hassle that presents at the front gate, and we want to give a special shout out to them. Few assistant coaches, Coach Sam Campbell, Mike McClenney, Mike Whitaker, Mike Mosley, Mo Fitzpatrick, are all guys that really, really help to keep things together and as far as our support and coaching. And last but not least, I want to give a shout out to Coach Camila Brown, who is our cheerleading coach. And come rain or shine, those cheerleaders are there doing an excellent job of supporting the fans, leading the fans, and supporting the team. So we want to give them a special shout out as well.
Well, I thank you, Coach, for being here all year, and it's been fun working with the Bearcats during the season, and we'll look forward to another season of Black Creek Central Bearcat basketball next year when we're all back on Coach's Corner. Thanks a lot, Coach, for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Bill. We appreciate you.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Council.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here with our final Coach of the Morning here, Coach Steve Wickman of the Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Lakeview's coming off another banner season, literally. You guys won a district title second year in a row, which hadn't happened for the Spartans since 1979. And Lakeview finished 14-11 overall, and quite the accomplishment for this group that kind of broke through last year and won that district title for you and a division title. And enough of them came back this year to help you out to win another one. Talk about that group and what they kind of accomplished this year.
Yeah, you know, I think, we talk, obviously, when your season ends, you know, you look back a little bit, and we talked the other day when we turned uniforms in and things, and I think, you know, we had ups and downs this year, but I think that we kind of peaked at the right time, and I think that, you know, that the experience that we got last year, you know, in the district run, I think played a huge part in the district run this year. I think, in the district final game, you know, our experience and our maturity helped us an awful lot as far as when the game got tight and the game got close or whatever. I thought our kids handled it really well. So, you know, it's I look back and it's been a great year, and I'm really sad to see all these seniors ago that have been part of, you know, 31 wins in 2 years. So they have a lot to be proud of. I think they deserve a lot of accolades.
Yeah, that group of seniors has been with you for a while, and that's always sad to see some of them go. And a little shout out to that group. Talk about those key seniors for you and what they kind of meant to you.
Yeah, so obviously LeBron and Jackson and Braden, we've talked an awful lot about. Those were our big three, and they all had really good years. I think Braden had probably maybe 8 or 9, maybe 10 double-doubles in a row to end out the season. And that was nice to see, because he's always been a guy with a lot of potential that hasn't necessarily reached it, but I think this year he maxed out. So I was pretty happy with him. Colin Yarger, it was another senior. Didn't get a whole lot of game time, but what a great kid, great teammate. And then Pearson Blair, who was a junior on our JV last year, this year came in and played a huge role. And in this day and age, it's kind of hard to get kids to sacrifice like that, you know, and Pearson did that. I'm awful proud of the way he and I kind of molded together this year. We made him our defensive stopper, put him on our every other team's best player, and he really thrived in that role, and he loved that role. So I really thank him for his selflessness. Spencer Shotwell was another young man who had a nice senior year, didn't play a whole lot last year, and quite honestly, and he would tell you the same thing, we butted heads a lot. But this year he bought into what we were trying to do. I asked him to sacrifice a little bit too and go down and play in the post, and I don't know that he was really excited about it, but he did it. And then as the season wore on, he realized the method to the madness. You know, now you've got a bigger, maybe slower guy guarding you. And so then he, you know, we started figuring out how to get him loose on some threes. And he had a huge game in the district final. And then Angel Smith was our last senior. Again, another young man who did not play a ton this year on the game nights. But, you know, as we talked to them, you know, Colin and Angel and then Landon Gordon and Devin Brown were kind of our four. Those were the four guys that were kind of our scout team, if you will, type guys. And they were great. They never complained. They did a great job. I know, especially as a senior, it's tough to not play, but there was never never any animosity, never anybody upset with their role. And I think, you know, after the district championship, we talked about that, and I think everybody in the room was like, yeah, those guys, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here, right? And so that's nice to see.
And you have those seniors walking out the door, and that's a lot of points and rebounds walking out the door, and that's going to leave some open holes for you. You have some juniors that are underclassmen in general that you're kind of excited about taking the next step for you?
Yeah, Owen Davis and Isaiah McFerrin played quite a bit this year. Owen started out playing a little bit more, and then he got sick in the middle of the year and kind of had a hard time getting his confidence back. But he'll have a chance to be our point guard next year. Isaiah is an ultra athletic kid, very good defender, and just a super kid. And I think we'll see him take some big steps next year. And I mentioned Landon Gordon, and Devin Brown, both are juniors that will come back next year and play big role in what we do. Tavion Newton played tons of minutes this year. Was probably our second or third leading rebounder. One of our better defenders, so we're looking for him to be a big-time leader next year. And then Memphis Wirtz was a sophomore this year who played – he kind of played a dual role. He played, you know, a lot of JV, and he played some varsity too. So he's a big, strong kid. And again, you know, these guys are all good kids. You know, it makes it so much fun. And I think that's the hard part when your season ends is – you've had so much fun and built so many good relationships and had so many moments with these guys that when you're done, it kind of, you know, it hurts a little bit,
yep.
You know.
Well, we have getting all our coaches to talk to all the people that keep the program running behind the scenes, and I know you have a lot of people you want to thank for helping you out with that program.
Yeah, you know, so just kind of going through coaching-wise, you know, my assistant this year, Brian Mueller, coaches our eighth grade team, and then when that season's over, he comes over and helps us, and he had a big part of developing Braden this year. I think he gave Braden confidence, and they got attention as post players from a coach on a daily, so that was good. And then our JV coach Kyle Kraft did a great job again. Freshman coach Glenn Hicks was his first year as our freshman coach. He had been with Kyle, kind of being an assistant for a couple of years, and Glenn's just a great guy. He brings all the energy and passion, and he really, really loves coaching. He loves teaching the game of basketball, and he's been a great asset for us. I want to go thanking with our athletic department with Sean Amesbury, our AD, who was my assistant for a long time and was the head coach before me for a long time. Laura Van Dist, who's our athletic secretary, who keeps us all in check, right? Keeps us going. So, and then, you know, my right hand man who's been with us for 22 years now, he told me the other night when we were walking out of the parking lot, Mike Nikolic, who does all of our stuff. And I know you and Mike spend a lot of time, not necessarily talking, but texting back and forth with stats and things like that. And, you know, he's the one that keeps all the records going and has, you know, everybody knows what's going on. And, you know, we had the LeBron 1,000-point count going on, and that was his he did that. And, he's part of our staff, you know, and he's a good friend. And there's not too many people, I don't think, that are still around that are willing to just come in every Tuesday and Thursday or Tuesday and Friday and do stats for you, you know, and he'll ride the bus with us. He'll do whatever, you know, and it's developed into a really good friendship, and he's a really good human being. So I'm glad that we get to work together still. Where else do we need to go, Bill?
Well, I want to thank you, Coach, for coming down here every Saturday. I know that's a extra part of what you do, and the Friday night basketball, and then you have to come here Saturday mornings, and we appreciate you coming down here for that.
You know, and I think, you know, I feel the same way with you. I'm glad that you're still here and still doing this, because if you don't, I don't know who's going to be next. So thank you.
Well, we appreciate everyone listening and appreciate all the coaches coming in all season long, and it's our final Coach's Corner of the year, and I appreciate everyone listening and supporting Coach's Corner and supporting the Battle Creek Choir as we try to give high school sports to everybody. And that's a wrap for Coach's Corner for this year, and hopefully we'll be chatting with you again in the fall when football comes around. That's it for WBCK 95.3 FM.